The grant to UVM will allow the Vermont Genetics Network, known as VGN, to further its biomedical research and education outreach. VGN is a statewide collaboration between UVM and Castleton and Johnson State Colleges, Middlebury College, Norwich University, and St. Michael's College. UVM Professor of Biology and Grant Principal Investigator, Dr. Judith Van Houten.
This is an infrastructure building grant. Even though we have genetics in our name, we don't fund individual projects in genetics. What we do is help early career faculty at the university set up their laboratories, and they would be doing the research in genetics. And we also build facilities, and these facilities are very high-level technology facilities.
Dr. Van Houten notes that the professors and undergraduates that do the research through the Vermont Genetics Network are doing fundamental research.
These are very sophisticated kinds of programs because part of our goal is to help the faculty become independent of us and become competitive for their own research funding. And then, of course, the facilities that we've built here at UVM are free to these people. They can come and use them and make sure their research has what it needs to progress. The ultimate goal for NIH biomedical research is to have basic research, which is where most of our focus is, eventually turn around into some discoveries that will help at the bedside. It's possible that there will be intellectual property that will be discovered and new things that should be patented, and that's very exciting.
University of Vermont President Daniel Fogel says the grant presents an enormous opportunity to increase the research capacity of the university as well as other colleges around the state. President Fogel says the grant is an enormous affirmation of the quality and importance of the research being done in Vermont.
For our partner institutions at Middlebury, Norwich, Castleton, Johnson, and St. Michael's College, it means that they will have access to technologies both on our campus, through our network, and at their own institutions that they wouldn't otherwise have had. For us, it means that we will be able to really bring cutting-edge scientific instrumentation into the laboratories of early career faculty who are part of the university's priority area in biomedical sciences and health.
The research that will be enabled through this NIH grant will, in the long run, Dr. Judith Van Houten believes, benefit the entire state.
Biomedical research and research in general should be an economic driver in our region. By being in place, we've created jobs, we've created facilities that will be sustained, and this all helps to prime more companies coming into the area, more faculty spinning off ideas and companies. And this is very important in a state like Vermont because everything that we can do to further technology transfer is very, very important. And so it has this wonderful impact on the quality of education, the workforce, the economic development in the region, and of course, biomedical infrastructures.
The Vermont Genetics Network was created in 2001. The National Center for Research Resources at the NIH awarded the grant to UVM. I'm Pepper Adley, WAMC News.